Our first reading today is the great fourth servant song from the book of Isaiah. Although it was written several hundred years before the birth of Jesus, it is an accurate and haunting prediction of his passion, death, and resurrection. Through his suffering, my servant will justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide spoils with the mighty. Because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked, and he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus refers this psalm to himself at the Last Supper when he says, "It is written in Scripture, he was counted among the wicked, and this, I tell you, must come to be fulfilled in me." He was in very truth counted among the wicked by being condemned as a criminal and crucified between two thieves. One thief abused and mocked Jesus, telling him to save himself and them. But the other rebuked him, saying that they were only paying the price for their crimes, but that Jesus had done nothing wrong. And then he turned to Jesus with the heart-rending plea, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he heard those beautiful words of comfort and forgiveness, "I assure you, this day you will be with me in paradise." In reflecting on this scene and the two different responses of the two thieves to Jesus, a priest friend of mine wrote, "There are as many ways to live in this world as there are people. Some live extravagantly, some moderately, some cautiously, others carelessly, some patiently, others anxiously, some humbly, others arrogantly." But among the lessons we can take from what took place on Good Friday over 2,000 years ago, there is a universal lesson. No matter what our philosophy or manner of life, we will die in one of two ways: either calling out to God for mercy, like the good thief, or like the other one, having nothing to do with Jesus. This insight came to my friend when he was a young Jesuit priest, serving as a hospital chaplain in Boston. He would go from floor to floor visiting the Catholic patients in the hospital. Some of them would curse at him, telling him to get out, wanting nothing to do with God. In contrast, there were others who welcomed him with great joy, grateful for the opportunity to receive the sacraments of God's love. Each week he would come back to visit the patients and offer them the consolation of confession and communion. And one time when he went to the hospital, he found the beds of the two patients empty, the one who was hostile to God and another who loved God. And he asked the nurse what had happened, and he was told that both patients had died suddenly of a pulmonary embolism. They died the same way, the nurse said. But in fact, he realized as he was leaving the floor, that the two patients did not die in the same way, for one died hating God and wanting nothing to do with Jesus or religion, while the other had been exuberant in his faith and love of Christ. To the eyes of the world, they may have died in the same way, just as the two thieves on Good Friday died in the same way, by asphyxiation, once their legs were broken and they could no longer pull themselves up to breathe. But in fact, one died in the light of God's love and mercy, with the promise of salvation from Jesus' own lips. But the other died bitterly, in the darkness of life without God. Like the thieves on Good Friday, and like the patients in that hospital in Boston, each one of us will also die in one of two ways: either rejecting God in our pride and pain, or repenting of our sins and calling out to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.